Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Canty Foundation Specialist, they want to help you out when it comes to encapsulating your crawl spaces. You know this now. You know that in the bottom line world that you can't have mold and mildew. And I don't know how you go about it. I just know that encapsulating the crawl space is the way to do it. And I know that Canty Foundation can do it for you. You want your family to breathe safer. You want your family to breathe cleaner air. Then let them come and encapsulate your crawl spaces. We got some wet weather coming next week. I hope you don't have any drainage issues. I hope you don't have any issues under your home. If you do, Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com, joins us now. Good morning, Paul Strelo. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Good. Golden State, congratulations. Looking forward to this Rocket Series now. Should be pretty good, man. Should be pretty good.
Not good for my anxiety levels, but nah. This should be entertaining.
No, man. Plus, you play on house money, man. You won this thing a few times now, and you know what? It's good. It's all good there. Speaking of basketball, let's begin with basketball. We've talked a little bit about these guys kind of previewing it, but now they've officially been announced as transfers into Clemson, and I wanted to get your thoughts on both the transfers and really where they fit in and what you think you can expect from these guys first in this year in one case and then for the next couple of years with both cases.
Javon White is their most recent addition, the Oral Roberts transfer, big man, kind of a 4-5 player. He'll have 2 years of eligibility remaining and is immediately eligible as a grad transfer out of a kid out of Ames, Iowa, who when he came out of high school was 6'7", 6'8". It's kind of how he ends up at Oral Roberts and has grown into, he's gone from 6'8", 195 to 6'10", 230 over time. You know, I think he provides immediate front court depth for them. You know, if you kind of look at their roster, Eli Thomas coming back, you know, presumably for one more year here, and then behind him, really at center, you know, you lose Mark Donnell, who is kind of a very valuable grad transfer backup center. Bring in Trey Jamison, who, you know, I think has got a good bit of upside, but I also don't know that you want to rely on freshmen as really your backup big man. And maybe, you know, they've got Malik Williams who could probably play that spot too. But I think Javon White comes in as someone who averaged nearly a double-double already, a very prolific offensive rebounder, top 15 in the country there, averaged 9 boards really, period. I think someone who can give you a big body immediately and some toughness inside. You know, just some experience and some valuable tools there that I think really helps probably bridge a gap from Thomas to the young guys in line there. So I think he's a valuable commodity for next season to give them depth. And then the other transfer they brought in, Jonathan Bear, who 6'9", probably 205 right now, I suspect, out of UNC Asheville. He has to sit out the year. Per transfer rules, but we'll have a couple of years of eligibility left after that. You know, a kid out of Germany who really was just starting to scratch the surface there in his final, you know, really in the final games of his sophomore season. Someone with a really kind of a pick-and-pop perimeter shooter. I think I compared him to Kerry Blackshear, someone that Clemson really wanted coming out of high school who's started for Virginia Tech at center this past year. You know, a very strong outside shooter who has some skill to him that I think helps you, you know, particularly this day and age, kind of spread the floor. Ideally, I think he's someone who plays the four whenever he's eligible, and you've got obviously Amir Sims who can play that position too. But much more of a refined skill player with some length and size and kind of really the way Clemson has gone as it's pursued four men the last couple of years.
Does that put a wrap on this class, numbers-wise, moving forward in this class and maybe the next class? Kind of walk us through what that looks like.
Well, I think still there's a good bit to be determined. You know, let's see what happens with Shelton Mitchell and Marquise Reed, not only with the NBA draft combine, but, you know, long range. Do they want to, you know, will either one or both of them return? Europe, obviously, being an option, G League, will they want to just go ahead and start their pro careers, or will they come back? I think that will determine kind of their course of action here for the rest of the summer, whether it's a grad transfer guard or, you know, does somebody reclassify? Who knows what direction things go? But, I do think there are scenarios by which, and probably strong scenarios, Clemson kind of looks to bolster its backcourt with some kind of help. You know what that market will be, I think, still remains to play out. But I could very, very easily see them bringing in another guard, whether it's a combo, a point, or just a short-term point guard, or just a big wing. You know, I could see another backcourt player coming in.
All right, moving forward to football, a big picture question. Give me an idea of that issue right now of balancing. And I've been through this really as the program profile continues to escalate and climb. Give me an idea of what the staff goes through as far as securing commitments and taking guys that they like, but that balance of, you know, being patient because there might be bigger fish. It seemed like to me this is one of the biggest issues that you're following on a daily basis now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's sometimes difficult to differentiate when a school is recruiting a player versus when they're really pushing, pursuing, even pressing for a prospect to try and get that one done. You know, I think there's probably a perception that, you know, anytime you're recruiting a prospect, you're trying to get him to commit to you as soon as possible. And really, in, you know, majority of time for the majority of schools, you're recruiting him and kind of, you know, showing your interest, making sure he knows you are interested in, and obviously, or maybe not obviously, but a lot of times it is legit interest, but you're also recruiting a pool of players and giving, you know, you're trying to string them along, might be overstating it, but you're recruiting them, but you're not in a hurry for them to make a decision because maybe you're not in a hurry to make a decision. You like them, but why go ahead and try and, you know, secure that kid when maybe there's something better out there? And so you're kind of biding a time, particularly, you know, coming out of this kid's junior season. You know, a lot of the recruiting that goes on from December, January on into the summer is you like kid, you want to be in a good position with that prospect, but who's to say, you know, something better that might not come along because, you know, new names surface, the market changes, our perception of certain kids changes. You know, a kid, you can even go back a number of years ago, an example I'll use is DeMar Kitt, the receiver who ended up at Clemson. You know, early on in junior year, he was a Georgia, Auburn, Clemson battle. Everybody wanted him. But over time, the perception kind of changes, and while I still think he could have been a fairly good player, you know, I think his star diminished a little bit as a prospect just because he was on the radar so early, and prominent, you know, Atlanta kid. You know, you soon discover, well, maybe there are kids that have better tools than he does, but, you know, he was a viable Power 5 prospect, but he wasn't quite worth a Georgia Clemson Auburn battle early on, but that's just the way perception took because of how early he was on the radar. So cases like that are why you kind of recruit for a while, and then there reaches a point where you whether because you're ready or the prospect's ready, you've got to make that decision on are we ready to go on this kid.
I had a text message here wanting to know that I think you made some comments about the possibility, maybe the feasibility of three tight ends in this class. Care to comfort this texture of wanting to know why three and how possible that could be?
Well, I think why three is if you look at Clemson's depth chart, you know, with what they have coming off the books, you know, really they'll only have Garrett Williams, presumably for one more year. And then after that, it's Braden Galloway, J.C. Chalk, who, to date has not been a contributor. Certainly could be over time, but, you know, with just really three scholarship tight ends, and J.C. Chalk would be an H-back. You know, Braden Galloway, we'll see where he is after year one. And really, Garrett Williams being the only one you've got coming into this next year who will have returning experience that we know of, you know, coming out of this next season, you know, I think you need some options there, particularly with Garrett Williams will be coming off the books the year after that. So you need bodies, and you need bigger bodies. So if you can, you know, certainly two is the minimum this class. You already have Jalen Lay, 6'6", 235, you know, looks the part, coming out of Riverdale, Georgia. You know, depending on who the second one was and what other names you can get involved, maybe it does make sense if you have an extra scholarship to, you know, have another option there and increase your odds of getting an early contributor if you can get the right one. You know, and I don't think Clemson takes three tight ends just to take three tight ends. But let's say you get a second one you want, and later on in the cycle, be it a Hudson Henry or someone else who you might just really kind of fall in love with, if that third one wants to come and it doesn't really detract you from the other two, and that third one is a national quality type prospect, yeah, I'd be open to taking the third tight end, and I think that's kind of where Clemson is right now. With the scholarship space it should have this class, you've got a little room to play, whether it's another running back, another tight end, another quarterback. Let's see where attrition is, see how things kind of shake out after the summer, and then see what names are available. And then you kind of see, okay, well, would a third tight end make sense, a second quarterback, second running back, just kind of see what direction you need to head in.
Thinking about that at different positions, and because of those scholarship numbers, Paul, talk to me about how this camp, this Dabo Swinney camp, could be a little bit different. And I'm thinking mainly across the offensive line. I see some really high-rated offensive linemen. Then I see a lot of three-star kind of guys out there, kind of on the radar for a lot of different schools. How's this camp different because if Clemson has more numbers to work with, especially maybe so like in the offensive line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the last year or two, particularly with smaller classes, Clemson had pretty well honed in on the guys that wanted, you know, basically by January and February, and, you know, kind of plant the seeds and would go after them, and if they didn't get them by the end of the summer, really kind of reassess where they were and go on. And the Dabo Swinney camp, you know, while it would get one or two guys in who are relevant to the radar, you know, it really wasn't, from an evaluation standpoint, needed in the short term. It was more really looking long term at some, you know, even last year looking at 2020 prospects. This year, I think there's some more immediacy to it, both in terms of from an evaluation standpoint as well as using it as it was, you know, 5 years ago as a means to maybe close the deal with a couple prospects, get them on campus for an extended period. You know, you mentioned the offensive line. I think while this, you know, it holds true for a couple positions from an evaluation standpoint, I think, you know, really more than any of the other positions, camp will serve as a big tool for them to not necessarily identify guys. I think they've already picked out guys they want to see, but really give them a good look at some, whether it's some under-radar guys, whether it's some guys who are already on the radar, who have offers from other Power Fives, but Clemson just wasn't really yet ready to pull the trigger on them. I think it gives them a look to kind of say, okay, here's what we see once we've had a chance to work with them for a session or two. Okay, this really helps us set the board in the direction we want to go. You know, particularly maybe not for all four takes, but you've got some leeway there, I think, for one or two takes if you're looking at a developmental guy, or you've got a couple guys who maybe are on the cusp of your offer right now. I think that will set the course for, okay, we'll pull the trigger on this one, and we feel okay going ahead, and this guy we think is going to be good enough for us. So yeah, I think I think you'll see one or two guys, one or two offensive linemen in particular, committed to Clemson by the end of the summer. I think especially two offensive linemen by the end of the summer, at least half of that class. And I could very much see camp being the barometer for a couple of them on whether they're the one or whether Clemson kind of holds off.
And you get other stuff like makeup and personality. You get a lot of that in there as well. Hey, final one for you. And this is coming from a text message that the Tigers took a little shot at Zach Pickens. And the texter says it still looks like South Carolina may be a big leader there. If you can, kind of give us the latest and where you think Zach Pickens is now and where it could be headed into the summer.
Here's my tease. We'll have more on Pickens coming out of the weekend based on spring ball. But I really don't think, there are two schools of thought here. One, South Carolina is pushing. That is kind of their approach here. They want to get him in for an official visit early June and see if they can close the deal. Kind of like they didn't really happen with Xavier Thomas last year, see if they can go ahead and press and get Pickens done. So there is that possibility out there that they are able to do that because he has visited there a little bit more. But I think there's also the school of thought by people close to that situation is that Zach Pickens isn't close to making a decision and that this is one that won't really be decided, really even if does make a decision, won't be decided until very end in the cycle. I think there is appeal with Clemson, and I do think there's appeal with Georgia. I think Alabama could even kind of work their way into the picture, and I could see him camping down there this summer, getting an offer and them being in the equation. But I do think there is strong interest from him in Georgia. And I don't think Clemson can be written off yet. And I really don't know that Zach Pickens personally is close to a decision. So, I don't discount South Carolina's chances by any stretch or that they could get a commitment. But I don't think it's as written in stone that he is leaning in that direction. I think South Carolina feels good about where they are, but I also think the other schools feel like they're squarely in it as well. So if they're really, my bet would be there's a longer way to go here than folks think.
All right, you teased it. You got more coming up. What else is coming up on the website? The best in the business, the best in coverage, PaulStreelandTigerIllustrator.com.
Sure, with coaches really kind of flying everywhere and everywhere right now. Stuff coming in. We had a story this morning on the LSU running back commitment that Clemson offered last night. More on Zach Pickens coming out of the weekend. Spring evaluation period really in full go with Clemson being out in California and Florida and some different, seeing some higher regarded guys here this last week. So a lot coming up in the Monday Insider on that. And really, as Clemson kind of pushes forward and the numbers really look like, I see Clemson coming out of the summer with another half dozen commitments probably. We'll see where the direction goes here as we build up to the Dabo Swinney camp.
Place to follow at the best in business, TigerIllustrator.com. Paul, good luck to the Warriors. Hey, when does the series, the Warriors and Rockets, start the next couple, 3 weeks or so, next month sometime?
Monday, Wednesday, and I'll be taking my my pills to calm myself down on my anti-James Harden hate. So,
good luck to you, but have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
All right. It's our friend Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrator.com. Hey, Priority One Security wants to be there for you. They want to talk to you about UL certified central monitoring systems, about IC certified installation systems, about the video alarm system, about the Ring doorbell app, about the Total Control app services, about all their great departments and all the great technologies they do. But really, they just want to talk to you about your family and why you're protecting and who you're protecting. And that's a really cool idea too. You know, when you're everybody gets a code, and it's nice to know that little Zach or little Kristen's home and sleeping safe and sound, and your building, your home is back secure again. They want to protect your employees and protect your customers from a commercial standpoint. Let them take care of you. Priority One protects us here, protects me in my home with awesome stuff. The website to find out more. PriorityOneSecurity.com. The number one now. Priority, the numeral one, security.com. Check those good folks out. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Open phone calls. Got a lot to do in our next segment right after this.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering online rentals. No need to visit the office. Fort Knox makes storage easy, offering 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, and climate control. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
Mom, is this you in this picture?
Let me see. Do I look good?
You're laying in the actual sun.
The 80s were a dangerous time. There were waterbeds, violent perms.
No Jergens Natural Glow Moisturizer.
We baked like cookies to get tan.
We're so lucky now. We've got Natural Glow Instant Sun Mousse to get us all sun-kissed and glowy. Smile. See, we look good.
Ooh, I want to print that on a mouse pad.
What's a mouse pad?
Create your own sunshine with Natural Glow Instant Sun. Jergens, let your beautiful shine.
There's still time to find the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Just buy it online and get free pickup in store. Simply shop ahead at Macy's.com by 3 p.m. Saturday, 1 p.m. Sunday. We'll contact you when it's ready so you can pick it up in store the same day. You'll even get a Macy's Savings Pass good for an extra 20 or 15% off your next in-store purchase. Finding the perfect Mother's Day gift has never been easier. Visit Macy's.com/store pickup. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Bring all your lawn's potential to life. We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models, specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
What? The gun show?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Keep my hands on myself. Take out those tomorrow, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966.
Hey, do yourself a favor. Go by and see my friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson, home with lifetime powertrain warranty, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. You got your little SUV over there, Zach. They got little SUVs and big SUVs, and they got little cars and big cars. They've got
them Titans.
I just look at you, dude. You've got Titan written all over you.
No.
You know, Marley's dad's name's Titan.
Is that right?
Yes, I'd be like sending me a signal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need a Titan.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I've never owned a truck before, and I get people all over me now like, I thought you were a man. Like, I'm testing your manhood. No one who's ever driven a Titan says, testing your manhood. Get it just screams manhood.
Get you on.
Makes up for a lot of other inadequacies.
Didn't want to say anything, but...
home of the lifetime powertrain warranty, proud partners of Clemson Tigers, our good friends over at Granger Nissan. Check them out online, too, at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com and off of Clemson Boulevard over in Anderson. Good people. They're going to like it. Appreciate Paul Strelo joining us. Appreciate Bradley Lecroy joining us. I'll appreciate Bradley Lecroy laying out while I jump the umpires. You all know the rules, man.
Appreciate.
You got to know the rules.
The rules.
Appreciate that.
The rules.
On our health care text line, 986-1566.
66.
Jimmy says, I laughed when you said your wife saying, everyone do your best. He says, my wife loves to say, well, he's doing his best he can. Bless his heart. Strike three. Hey, you bum. Well, he's trying the hardest he can. Bless his heart. My wife does this stuff right now, right? Come on, ref. That was holding. My wife will yell out after that. Thank you, Mr. Referee, for doing your best to maintain a bias-free judgment.
I could have done it. I could have said next to her. That'd be so bad. Did
people give her looks like?
Huh? I'm sure.
The women look at her like, yes, sister, do tell.
Yes.
Preach, sister.
Yes.
The men are going like, what? Who's this one?
You're over there cashing the check she's writing out.
I love it, man.
That's how, to be honest, that's probably how 90% of your confrontations start.
Mine?
Yep.
How?
Your wife's over there saying these things.
I had a confrontation yesterday. I can tell you about it.
Yeah. someone says something. There you are having to talk about it with this guy because he said, why are you saying that? And then there you are.
Yeah.
That's you with that woman wife. Down at Florida State in the sandwich shop or wherever you were.
Well, that lady used a bunch of F-bombs to my wife. That woman looked at my wife. Now, she was a co-ed.
Yeah.
Let me tell that whole story, okay? We're in there. We're in there at a little taco place right across the street from Doak Campbell. Choke at the Doak.
I love when you tell these stories when you come back after, like, they're fresh.
Yeah.
You're like, my wife really yelled at me this week.
She got all over me.
She was not happy.
Well, and so we're in there, and there's just three girls who are just blitzed out of their mind, okay? Blitzed out of their mind. One girl's about to pass out on the table. Two Florida State girls, one Clemson girl. And they're dropping F-bombs like crazy, man. And there's a family that's sitting at a booth backed up to them, and they've got like a six-year-old. And my wife, you know, my wife says, should you go over and say something to him? You know what? That's the father's job in that situation, right? Like, it's not my job to say, hey, man, that person's kid. I don't want to show up the dad.
Sure.
If the dad had a problem with it, the dad needs to say something. I don't want to show up right there. But we sit right by the door. And as they're walking out, my wife says, girls, from now on, kind of notice the audience. There's a kid around you around y'all's language. And so this girl looked right at my wife and just told her to, she dropped the F-bomb on her. Didn't go over too well.
See, your wife's saying something very reasonable and
yes,
pleasant.
Right.
And
all she said was, notice your audience. If there's kids around, don't use that kind of language.
Something it said to her. There you are, cashing that check.
So I followed the girls outside. I had a little conversation with her. Let's mm-hmm. put it to you like that. Okay, I had another confrontation. You know who I'm turning into?
Mm-hmm.
Larry David.
Mm-hmm.
You watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Mm-hmm.
It gets no better, by the way. As far as I'm concerned, top five show. Mayans are coming out this fall.
Is it really?
Top five, Sons of Anarchy number one, Breaking Bad number two, Sopranos number three.
We should totally start a motorcycle gang. I mean club.
We're just a club.
We're just a club. Just a bunch of guys like working on bikes.
Got my cut on.
Mm-hmm. You're out.
So anyway, I'm turning into Larry David. I'm on chipping green at Walker Course. And you know what, like with golfers, like sometimes like they know the rules, they know the etiquette, and they sometimes them don't. And like
the rules.
Young kids, man, like these are college kids. And so I'm chipping. I'm going to guess maybe a 20-foot chip shot. And the Walker Course is, I don't know why they do it, but you can use the range balls on the chipping green, which, I don't know, you should probably have to bring your own balls.
I have a story after this. It's going to make you mad.
I'm chipping, and this kid, this college kid, who I take it just graduated because he's still here like yesterday. This is day before yesterday. This is Tuesday. Like, he walks right in front of me while I'm chipping and almost hit the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at him, And I think my Civic needed to take care of this. I was like, oh, Sparky. I was like, bruh, you got to watch where you're going here. Like, I could have hit you in the head, but if I'm chipping the ball, you can't walk right in front of me. To his defense, he's not an experienced golfer. It's pretty obvious to tell by his chipping motion after that. But like, he just didn't know, but the golf etiquette part of it. But how about the fact, like, you just don't walk in front of somebody in a golf ball? Like, mm-hmm. That didn't cross your mind. And so this other guy who's in his, I'd say his 40s, walks up to me and goes, how about these millennials, man? And I'm like, wait a minute, you know. And I said, you know, I see this all the time downtown Clemson or on campus at Clemson. Like, they're on their phones texting, and they walk right out to their crosswalk.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get killed. I hope not. That and the bicycles. So then I break out what one of my college professor friends here says to me.
Of course, someone getting hit crossing a crosswalk would be terrible. Of course it would.
But maybe. If you're texting and not paying attention, you walk right in front of a car, maybe deserve it.
Maybe the herd needs to be thinned a little bit.
All right. So, it's just a little natural death, you know?
This is a little natural selection. That's all that
natural
is.
Selection. Okay.
But maybe.
Maybe. All right. I forgot my last part of the story.
Your college professor.
Oh, yeah. My college professor reminded me of this kid. That now, you know, we have test takers now. Like, we have climbers now rather than people learn.
Yeah.
And so two college professors, a man and a woman, both would tell me, we can't figure out if we got the smartest dumb kids in the world or the dumbest smart kids in the world. What kind of person, like, just walks right in front of somebody hitting a golf ball?
At least you weren't driving.
Is that like an entitlement, like you stop for me, or is that just like dumb, like just totally oblivious to anything going on around?
I think that's probably just a lack of experience on a golf course.
Okay. But you can't see other balls like coming at you, like...
Yeah, just oblivious to it.
I get these people out there too, like they walk the golf course like on the cart pass, and so like, say, well, what, bud, you're about to get hit with a golf ball, what are you doing? Go walk on the dikes. Anyway, so you got a story for me.
When I was playing the other day, playing one of these holes, and there's a hole that goes right next to it, and a guy hits into a bunker.
Yeah.
Hits his ball out, grabs the rake, and I go, nice, Mickey, you'd be happy. I thought that thought.
Yeah.
And he jumps out of the trap, and he was right on the edge there. Rake in his hand. Instead of turning it around and using the actual rake, he uses the handle and just kind of like smooths it and then throws it to the side.
What?
He used the rake handle, not the actual rake, and just left it all messed up. Oh, man. Mickey would have killed this guy.
I mean, if you're going to do it, just go ahead and do it.
I know. Flip it over. You had it in your hand. Give me 180 degrees.
Between now and the end of the show, I'm going to tell you why the TPC at Sawgrass is one of the greatest golf courses in the world and why it's going to be awesome this week.
Why it should be a fifth major?
It's the fifth biggest golf tournament. How about that?
Well,
Chad is in Columbia, South Carolina on our Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Chad. Thanks for hanging on, man.
Hey, man. I was at Chanticleer yesterday, and number one, a huge pet peeve of mine is when chipping greens have range balls, right? Because everybody comes by and like blast 10 or 12, and the green just gets covered. Yeah. But there's nothing worse than getting little PVC pipe thing that they have on all the chipping greens and clearing it off.
Yeah.
You know, because so you can actually get a feel for what you're doing.
Right.
And a dude, while you're doing it, continues to chip on it.
Yeah, how about that guy?
You're cleaning it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cleaning it, trying to, like, give everybody else a better experience from a practice session standpoint, and a dude continues to chip on you. I mean, that is just the worst.
It looks like, when he's done, it looks like it snowed out there. And, like, he's chipping, it doesn't matter where the ball goes. He's just chipping up there, and he's chipping 80 in a row at one hole, and it doesn't matter where the ball goes. He just keeps on chipping.
Yeah, yes, it is. And so you clean it off, and then he continues to do it while you're doing it. It's like,
you know what I do now, Chad? Here's what I do now, and this is true, man, and everybody thinks I'm a jerk about it, but like, a kid goes in, gets an extra large bucket of balls, brings them outside over there, and then chips them, and then walks down the driving range, hit other balls. I'm like, is that how you found it? Is that how you found it? Get your balls up! Anyway.
Yep. Just unbelievable. So you went through the coaching list, okay?
Yep.
I think Kirby's way overrated. I mean, would you not take Lincoln Riley over Kirby Smart?
Yes.
I mean, I think Lincoln Riley do amazing things at Georgia.
Yes.
And Zach gives us a hard time for overrating Dino Babers, but, I mean, can you imagine what Dino Babers would do at Florida, or a place where he could legitimately recruit talent?
Dino Babers would be a huge success at LSU, at Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He would kill it. Kill it.
Yep. If they would have hired him at, like, a Georgia or even Tennessee, I just think he would have done amazing. I mean, if they wouldn't have just fallen off the face of the earth after they upset us, I think he could have maybe gotten in contention for maybe, like, a Tennessee job or whatever. But the other thing, too, Mickey, so much of it is, like, you know, like my old boss used to say, you know, talking about sales reps, like, yes, you know, territory, timing, and talent, right? Well, a lot of that is same thing with coaching. Like, Kirby Smart obviously inherited Georgia at the perfect time, right, where, you know, Georgia's on a huge boom of talent. And he had a senior roster and a lot of juniors come back and all that. So, you know, a lot of his talent. But the thing that I question is, like, why are you putting Urban and Saban above Dabo? Because – I think Dabo or Saban could have won a national championship at Clemson. You know, I mean, Saban couldn't have, you know, he didn't do much at Michigan State. And I'm going to argue Michigan State and Clemson were probably somewhat comparable in relation to how Dabo found Clemson or inherited the program at Clemson versus how Saban inherited Michigan State. Michigan State had been down a little bit, but, you know, obviously Saban's done incredible at Alabama, but, you know, same thing with Urban. I mean, Urban inherited a loaded roster because Zook recruited so well. And the same thing at Ohio State. And, you know, he's the only show in town up at Ohio State. And so, you know, can you imagine what Dabo would do at Ohio State? I mean, you know, or Dabo recruited so well at Clemson. I mean, can you imagine what he would do at Alabama? And so just want to get your thoughts on how many people on that list you would take ahead of Kirby. And I'll hang up and listen.
Chad brought up a good point. We're going to do this in tomorrow's show. We just got our show made right there. All right? Territory, timing, or talent? We're going to go over the top coaches in a lot of sports and go over that. Territory, timing, or talent?
I love it.
Is this bad to think, Zach? I watched the game last night. Yankees game. And it's Alex Cora. Isn't that the manager of the Red Sox now?
Yes.
Does he look lost or what? Like John Farrell or Terry Francona would like intimidate you a little bit. First of all, I can't tell the difference in looking at David Price and Alex Cora. Like they look the same to me, like the same person.
Well, one has a cripple hand at this point in time.
Oh.
Can't even open it.
Oh,
he's scared of the Yankees. I'm telling you.
One of them can't even open his own on ketchup bottle. He's got to hand it to you. You got to loosen up for him. Oh man,
poor David.
But he looked like, remember this in the NBA? Remember when Luke Walton took over for Steve Kerr? Who? Kerr.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what they did at Arizona Mecca 3. You ever told that one?
Mm-hmm.
Kerr at Arizona Mecca 3, and the PA announcer would go, Steve Kerr. And the student body go, who? He go, Kerr. Anyway, tell me who to vote for, Steve Kerr. So, and Popovich. So, Luke Walton takes over. Luke Walton was one year removed, like 15 months removed from the NBA.
Yep.
He was like an assistant coach somewhere for like a half a season or something. And he takes over and they go in the longest winning streak in like NBA history. I'm like, well, the NBA coaching doesn't matter. So, tomorrow I'll show you. Ready? We'll do a bunch of sports. We'll do a bunch of stuff in there. Territory, timing, or talent? From a sales job standpoint, you get it, right?
Yes.
I could sell Apple iPhones.
Apple.
Apparently, that's your attitude about it. Hey, it's an iPhone. If you like it, fine. If you don't, fine. Customer service, customer service, customer smervice. Who cares? This is our iPhone.
There you are with an iPhone and an iPad over there.
Yeah. Both of them, like, please don't break because I don't want to go to the Genius Bar over there and get cussed out. Territory, timing, or talent? What would Dabo Swinney do at Ohio State? What would that look like? What would he do at Notre Dame or Texas or Southern Cal?
The answer may surprise you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this, and I might be picking up what you're putting laying down over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot about fit.
Fit.
But Nick Saban fits anywhere. I think Dabo Swinney fits anywhere.
Nick Saban fits anywhere that's not Michigan State.
Good point. Or the Miami Dolphins.
Or the Miami Dolphins. You can't put a, you know, a round peg in a square hole.
No. I mean, let's face it here. Let's just truly talk about it like it needs to be talked about. Nick Saban's got a great thing, and he's the best. I don't want to pretend like he's not the best. No one's saying that. But was he the best at...
Roll Tide.
Toledo 9-2 is good. Michigan State 6-5, 6-6, 7-5, 6-6, 9-2. Michigan State 34-24-1. Michigan State 23-16-1 in the Big Ten. I got this for you, Zach. Listen to this. Finishes in the Big Ten at Michigan State. 5th, 5th, 6th, 6th, T2. Michigan State bowl games. Lost the Independence Bowl, lost the Sun Bowl, lost the Aloha Bowl.
T2 gets him the LSU job?
Yep.
Dang.
LSU job, 8-4, 10-3, 8-5, 13-1, 9-3. And four of his 5 years at LSU lost at least three games. Nick Saban, anywhere, that's a good point. So talent, tomorrow we'll do this. We'll do talent, timing, or territory. Short break, we'll come back more after this.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Hi folks, Quawk here. Tell you about our friends at Harry's.com. You know about the Harry's shave that is the best on the market. It's close, it's smooth, it's comfortable. I've been using Harry's for years and I'm never going back. The founders were tired of paying up for overpriced razors like behind drugstore cases, so they fixed that by offering a simpler option. An exceptional quality shave at a fair price. For just $2 for every replacement cartridge, less than half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield, you too can enjoy a hairy shave. Plus, they're offering a 100% quality guarantee and there's no subscription required. For a limited time only, Harry's got a special offer just for you. Get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code OOB at Harry's.com. That means a trial set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover can be yours for just $3 and free shipping when you use the code OOB at Harry's.com. Again, that's Harry's.com. Don't forget that code OOB.
There's still time to find the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Just buy it online and get free pickup in store. Simply shop ahead at Macy's.com by 3 p.m. Saturday, 1 p.m. Sunday. We'll contact you when it's ready so you can pick it up in store the same day. You'll even get a Macy's Savings Pass good for an extra 20 or 15% off your next in-store purchase. Finding the perfect Mother's Day gift has never been easier. Visit Macy's.com/store pickup. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZTL series combines responsive lap bar controlled zero turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your local independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Reese Shoulders, REEDS.com. These are great folks. They've got the month of May. It's really one of their biggest months of the year. Graduations, weddings, anniversaries, Mother's Day. Hey, you want to make mom really, 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 really happy? Reese Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haymarket, right in the middle of it, August. About to see my good friends at Reese Jewelers. You're going to love the good folks there. A couple of things here, Mr. Or24. We do our Twitter thing where every single tweet gets on the show at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Or24. Kenneth Wright sent Mickey Plyler, Tom Watson, John Daly, Fred Couples. I love Tom Watson. Tom Watson's a man's man. Tom Watson's a really, really, really good guy. Interesting fella. Speaks his mind, by the way. Like him a lot. Richard writes in at Mickey Plyler. I find myself each time I rake a trap properly, my thoughts are, Plyler would be proud and want to be in this trap. I responded back, on behalf of all golfers, let me say, thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it's a big deal to do that.
It's an honor. It's an honor to know you.
Gray writes in at Mr. Or24 and at Mickey Plyler, don't forget, Michigan State was never good. That 9-2 season was their best of all at the time. Now we expect them to be competitive. LSU was a homecoming cupcake for decades before Saban. The whole sport has improved the last 15 years nationwide. Nah, LSU actually won the national championship before that in the 50s, and LSU was a good, not a great team. Gray, I get what you're saying a little bit, but let me put this to you together. In the non-Alabama years for Nick Saban, ready for this?
See.
106, 59, and 1. Now, that's 9-2 at Kent State. That's 48-16 at LSU. That's 34-24-1 at Michigan State. And that's 15-17 with the Dolphins. Any of those really stand out to you? 106, 59, and 1? Any of those really, really, really good to you?
No.
I don't know. QCT writes in, can we recognize the fact that nobody pays more for talent or cheat more than Alabama? I think that's an inherent advantage that Saban has, just saying. It's important to him down there. I put it to you like that. In this case, cheaters do prosper, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's no proof, is there? Is there?
In the past, there has been.
Is there proof right now with Saban?
I don't know.
There's not.
I was told by someone that they're just really, really good at it right now. Like they really know how to do this right now.
I'm sure there's a lot of teams that are really good at it right now.
That's true. I get my Brad Hughes Forgiveness Award. I've given someone sports every single day. Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. It's my great friends of Brad Hughes. 2923-0001, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Get in touch with him. Better coverage, better rates, Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Today, I forgive me for doing nothing. Zach Orr, Mr. Or24, got the Yankees and Red Sox tonight, right?
Yep.
I will do nothing because I've got the TPC before that. Here's what I'm telling you about TPC at Sawgrass. They've got so many great holes. They changed that 12th hole a couple of years ago, and the bottom line is like it's drivable now. Some do it, some don't do it. Most of them don't do it. They need to make it a little more accessible to drivers, and I love drivable par fours now. With that said, Zach Orr, Mr. Or24, Tonto, Jack Lake, This is a great golf hole. This is a golf hole. This is a great golf course. The 11th hole before that, awesome par five. The 9th hole before that, awesome par five. The par fives there, man, 16 turned around the corner. And the water out there at 11, the water at 9, 11, and 16, the last three par fives. Number two is a good par five, but 17 and then 18, coming down the stretch, you can make eagle, you can make birdie, you can make par, you can make bogey, double bogey, triple bogey, quads. Look, man, I love this. I love the drama you're going to see, because then you can, here's what's going to happen. You can go from, it's almost like NASCAR. I mentioned this many times before. The great thing about Talladega and about Daytona is that you get caught in the wrong draft.
Yes.
And you can go from first to get shuffled back to 19th in one lap. And you can go from 11th to first in one lap. So you're always got to be paying attention. You know what? Like one of the biggest things about the U.S. Open and when they don't have the fireworks set up in some of these courses is like, man, it's just you plod your way along, and when these things can happen, and you make bogeys, you chip out sideways, that kind of stuff. But you add in a lot of water, a lot of strategy in this thing.
Sure.
And the ability to either go for it or not go for it. Like you can at 9, 11, 12, 16, 17, 18, and how much you're willing to risk in this thing. Then you're bringing a lot of other players in the field. No lead is safe and nobody's too far behind there. I love this. I think this is going to be fascinating to watch, and it's really why we're awfully excited about it today. Can't wait.
What time does Tiger go off?
Is it 12:57, 1:57? One of those.
Something 57.
Yeah. I'll be watching no matter what.
Of course.
Can't wait. All right, you got Yankees Red Sox tonight as well. You got Clemson and Austin Peay tomorrow night. Three game set there. Hopefully the Mets play today. Hopefully the Mets will bat in turn today. Like the Mets won't bat out of turn. Won't bat out of order today.
Cancel the Mets.
That's a big goal for them today. I tell you what, fellas, let's try to bat in the proposed lineup. The lineup card we handed in. Let's do that one today. Let's try that one today. It's a big step for the Mets.
Let's go ahead and follow that. And they lost last night too.
The Mets. How's it go?
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets.
How about bat in order of the Mets? Bat in order of the Mets. Braves won again.
Good for them.
Tell you what, man. You Braves fans, you ought to be excited. You're young, and the Braves are fun to watch. Talk about the Yankees and Red Sox fun to watch. The Braves are fun to watch.
You should be very excited.
You should be very, very excited.
In the second segment of Press Box, Brad Sink will tell you all about it.
Can't wait. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to second segment tomorrow, too. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show, buddy.
Yeah.
Because I've got a territory, timing, or talent.
You're excited about that.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
We finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
This two-minute drill goes out to our good friends, Eric McElhain and Will Huss. Today, I'm going to do a little shooting, go shoot some clays.
Are you?
And we're going to make this thing happen.
Where are you shooting clays?
Yeah, at an undisclosed location. I'm going to go out. We're going to slay some clays. And we're just going to knock the old rust off. Haven't shot in a couple months. Mm. And then we'll make this happen soon. So you guys put your money where your mouth is, and let's do this.
Put your money where your mouth is? Like, this is now a...
We can do whatever you want to.
I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. Remember when Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson said the other day, talking about playing for whatever, and Tiger said, we played whatever gets him uncomfortable?
Will Huss can make me uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And judging from Eric McLean's...
The Maligators. Goodness gracious.
Two things. One, he can make you uncomfortable. And then two, I'm having a hard time keeping those alligators down.
Yeah, absolutely.
My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. I get to do something today, one of my favorite things to do every single week. I get to give an hour golf lesson to Eric Newton's daughters. That's really cool. Get those girls out there, and that's going to be really cool. I look forward to that. My two-minute drill, Eric Newton, for everything you need in real estate in this area, it's my great friend, EricNewton.com. You know what we see today going on down at TPC? Clemson, Alabama. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Like, when you get the best of the best matchups.